This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe in Colombo today to strengthen bilateral ties, especially in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity, digitalization and defense. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening for a three-day state visit to the island nation. Prime Minister Modi landed in Colombo to a rousing welcome as top ministers from President Dissanayake's cabinet received him at the Bandaranaike International Airport. Mr. Modi is the first foreign head of the government to visit Sri Lanka since President Dissanayake assumed office in September last year. Now we go over live to our Colombo correspondent Ahmed Moin Farooqi for more updates. Farooqi, if you can hear me, what will be the engagements of the Prime Minister in Sri Lanka during the day?
Abhishek, yes, you see the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with the Sri Lankan leadership, after which he will have delegation-level talks with the Sri Lankan side. Thereafter, there is an event in which the agreements between India and Sri Lanka would be finalized and signed. And thereafter, there's also an event of groundbreaking ceremony that we conducted virtually of the Sampur solar power plant. Among the MOUs, an expectation is that there would be agreements on several sectors, including multi-sectoral grant assistance, health, defense, in addition to digitization and defense. And therefore, it's expected that we'll get to know more in detail about the MOUs after they're unveiled, which will happen probably in a little while from now. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Farooqi, for that live update. Well, moving on, Prime Minister Modi arrived in Sri Lanka after concluding his two-day visit to Thailand, where he attended the BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok. At the meeting, Prime Minister Modi announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. The Prime Minister also proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, which seeks to regulate the immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. This act repeals the Passport Entry into India Act 1920, the Registration of Foreigners Act 1939, the Foreigners Act 1946 and the Immigration Carriers Liability Act 2000. President Draupadi Murmu has also given assent to the Boilers Bill 2024, which seeks to regulate boilers and ensure the safety of life and property from the danger of steam boiler explosions. It repeals the century-old Boilers Act of 1923. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the cabinet decisions to approve four multi-tracking rail projects and the Vibrant Villages program too. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said that multi-tracking rail projects will improve the country's connectivity, infrastructure, boost convenience, reduce logistic costs and strengthen supply chains. Mr. Modi said that the Cabinet's approval for the Vibrant Villages program too is exceptional news for ensuring a better quality of life for our border villages. Union Minister Sarvananda Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon commemorating the 62nd National Maritime Day in New Delhi today. Addressing the occasion, the minister said that every citizen of the country must contribute and play their role in making India a developed nation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum Festival in Dantewada district of Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Shah reached Raipur last evening on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. Mr. Shah will also chair a review meeting in Raipur today on the anti-Naxal operations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum in Dantewada today. In shooting, India's 5th Corps Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. On the other hand, Asian Games medalist shooter Chan Singh secured bronze in the men's event, opening India's medal account at the competition. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai today, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. Host Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at the Ikana Cricket Stadium last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.